ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
What's up, people?
Oh my God.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Wow. Joey's jealous already.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and bring him in. Joey Quesada.
Why the hell is my intro less than Pooney's every week, Joe?
Joey Quesada.
I'll take it. What's up, everybody?
If you got to cue it, it doesn't count.
No, he'll edit that out. Wait, are we live? He'll edit it out. Don't worry.
Yes. Edit her out. Cutie's out. And right down there with us is the Goddess of Thunder, Lee Westy.
What's up, everybody? My intro is the smallest.
That was non-climactic.
Oh, I can't. But now I run out of air. Okay, so look, as you guys don't adjust your TV or whatever you're watching us on, you can see that there are other people. And this week we had guests invited. Lee, who did you bring?
I brought my very good friend, Lisa Martini.
Now, you guys might know Lisa from, she's on Three Sides of the Coin, and she's the good one. So
nice. You're the only one that would come on this podcast. Same thing.
That's not true. She would have been my last pick out of the four.
Oh,
thanks a lot, Joey.
Wow. Oh boy,
are you drinking tonight, Lisa? Are you drinking live on the air right now?
She is.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I remember Creatures Fest. What happened with you when you're drinking?
I didn't drink. Remember?
Oh, I remember. I remember differently.
I wasn't drinking.
How do I?
There's proof.
Oh, there's proof. Sonny, who did you bring with you?
So the bald guy, long-time friend, Tony Masalam, singer, guitarist, songwriter of a band called Restrained in Sacramento. We've been friends 35 years. I have not gotten my anniversary gift yet.
Wow, 35 years.
I didn't get anything pretty from you either.
You didn't put a ring on it. You didn't put a ring on it.
Right. It ain't legit.
Nope.
I'm saying.
I don't do that either. No rings for me.
You're waiting for somebody to ask you.
Nobody's going to ask me to get married.
We're going to go to Vegas for the wedding.
Absolutely. And we may even get married at the museum.
Well, duh.
Yeah, of course.
Joe, live on the Kiss Cruise, you and Karen get married.
I don't do the Kiss Cruise anymore.
You know you're going.
No, I'm really not going. I know it's a shock, but I'm really not going. Okay, so there's really no news this week as of the taping of this show. How about that? I don't know what's happening. So what we're going to do is just go ahead and get to the topic of the week because I have some cool things to talk about. The most awesome part of that was I hit the wrong button. It doesn't really matter. We're live and we're having a good time. Thank you guys for being on with us and watching the show. All right, so basically I wanted to have some, not only our regular people on, but I wanted to have a couple extra people on, and just to talk Kiss like we normally do. The past few weeks and going into a couple months has been a lot about one specific topic, and I figured this would be a good week to just fully drop that out. And we all know what that's about. I'm not even going to mention it. So
I love that you bring it up and then say, we're not going to talk about that.
We will next time, though.
You know, Tony is bald.
Yeah.
Are you being baldest right now?
No. I'm calling you out as a Loomis.
A Loomis. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Wow. And there it goes. I already ruined the whole
thing.
No comment.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to call on each of you because I got some ideas of some things that I want to know. But because I don't really know Tony all that well, and I know Lisa a little bit, I wanted to ask you guys first. Lisa, ladies first, what was your first Kiss record?
My first Kiss record was the first Kiss record because I have an older brother who brought it home for me. So I guess that would be my first Kiss record. Now
you saw it and you were hooked or no?
Yes. I saw it and I was hooked because my brother came in and he's like, Lisa, you got to check out this band. Look, they have makeup on. I was like three, you know, but I was like, that was it. I was like, okay, cool. Thanks. And I never stopped listening to him.
Wow. Tony, what about you?
My first one was Destroyer. Yeah. Wow. I traded, I don't know. I think I traded an Asia cassette for Destroyer.
Good trade.
Yeah. I like Asia.
I like Asia too, but I'd had enough. So I traded it for Destroyer. I didn't know anything about Kiss at the time and it was late. It was way after it actually came out. This is more closer to like 81 or 82 when I got it. So yeah.
That's so you came in late like
way
Sunny.
Late. Yeah, way late.
Sunny came in even later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How late?
For me?
Yeah.
84, Heaven's on Fire.
Well, that's right.
Wow.
I wanted women all over me, and I wanted to jump through hoops of fire. Thank God I never tried it.
Did you go like this with your hands, too?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I did that.
I would gladly light you on fire if you want.
It has to be in a hoop.
Oh, well. No, Paul's hands are on fire.
Yeah,
let's try to do it.
Like that with his hands.
Did none of you guys raise your hand? Did any of you ever pour that alcohol on your hands and light them on fire like Paul Stanley?
No, Joe, you're the only one.
Alcohol,
Joe, you're the only one.
I did it in the bathroom a couple of times in the dark, too. So it would be really cool. Really.
Oh, my God.
So terrible.
What?
Children at home, do not do that. I want to make
thank God I was 15 and knew better.
Can you imagine if I would have been like on like a septic system or something and the fire went down?
Well, you guys, you heard I don't know if you ever heard the story of Jody. So Jody tried to spit fire and burn down the barn.
Yes.
I don't know if I know that story.
What? Wow. He's in his backyard trying to spit fire and burn down the whole barn.
Oh, my goodness. God.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Look at. See? And Beavis was a problem. fire. It's like, good Lord. Okay. So let's talk about this. There's a very serious subject that I want to talk about. And the serious subject is, when is this tour going to end? We have now seen comments from even Michael Sweet basically saying, don't, you know, I sent it to Sonny. Did I send it to you? It says you know, don't you just love it when these bands do their farewell tours and never end? Do you think that that's a valid comment, Lee?
What?
Do you think it's a valid comment? Do you think it's a valid comment? So basically what he said in the comment was, Striper is breaking up, but luckily we're getting back together in a week to do something. And then he kind of made fun of bands that break up to get back together. He may be talking about Motley Crue as well. But this falls into that category. Do you think it's valid for him to say something like that?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. Come back to me.
Damn, what? All right, Sonny.
I personally don't have a problem with it because I'm going to choose the last time I see a band. If it's chosen for me, so be it. But I can completely understand that if Kiss was playing Madison Square Garden, let's say, and it was their final show, and all of us hooked up to meet at Madison Square Garden, and we got tickets, and there's hotels and flights and blah, 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 that's probably going to rub some people the wrong way, depending on how much disposable income you have. And if you don't, then you're putting a lot into that. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, right. I think what Sonny said is exactly valid, which is crazy coming from Sonny. that, you know, I think, listen, they could do this tour for as long as they want. And I think they're going to merge right into the 50th anniversary tour with this. It's going to all happen simultaneously. But I think that the problem is, like Sonny said, if they hit the same market, especially the same exact arena again, when they told you last time, like Madison Square Garden, they didn't, I don't know if they actually said it or not, but this is the last time we're ever going to be playing Madison Square Garden. You better come out and see us. And that was the kind of ploy to sell tickets. Then, like you said, if all these people get together and buy tickets together and spend hotels and flights and all this other stuff, and then a year or two later, they're back at Madison Square Garden saying the same thing, I think that's when it really becomes bad for the fans and just shitty.
Yeah.
Right. Tony, what do you think?
What? Just kidding.
What do you think?
Oh, there he is.
I mean, like Sonny said, it really comes down to disposable income, right? If you spent all this kind of money and the planning and taking the time off of work and, you know, you made a big event out of it, and then 2 years later they show up again, well, there was nothing special about going to that last show. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to go, go and stop coming back, as far as I'm concerned. Now, am I complaining about Kiss continuing to tour? No. Because like Sonny said, I'll decide when's the last time I go see Kiss, right? I mean, they're coming here to Aftershock Festival in Sacramento in October. Wasn't going to go, but I was like, you know what? I'll go see them at a festival. It'll be a little different. Get to see some other bands. But outside of that, I don't know. I mean, the last end of the road show that we went to, I went with my brother. Probably going to be the last one I go to that's an actual Kiss end of the road show.
Yeah.
Lisa, okay, I know, and I've thought about it now.
Okay.
After what you guys have said.
Are you just piggybacking on everybody else?
No, Lee? But I just was in another world for a moment. But anyway, I did actually have that happen, like in Atlanta. Like
I was my, just
my friends
that.
Came in to from Charlotte. We had a big deal. You know, I said I got to wear my costume one more time. We made a big deal of it. And then there they are back here again, you know, and I was kind of annoyed. I'll be honest. I mean, I love Kiss and everything, but I was a little annoyed about that.
Well, the way they skirted around that, Lee, was technically it was not really in Atlanta, right? So same thing in Pittsburgh. Well, no, same thing in Pittsburgh. They did a show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And then they went, did a shed show in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, which is like 10 miles away. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of like different venue.
It's a different city.
That's what they kind of did, even though it's still Pittsburgh. I mean, it's a different city. Same. That's what I was going to say, too. It's the same. That's how it was kind of like skirted around, you know?
Right. And they've come to Atlanta a couple of times on this as well, right?
Since the time they said that was it. Like, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is the last time I'm going to see Kiss. This is so crazy. And then there they are, well, like a year later.
We saw them in 19, right? Yep. Right before the COVID shit hit.
Yes.
And that's when I took my whole family and the kids and the whole nine yards.
Yes.
And then they made that little circle around last October to Lakewood, the shit show down by the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't surprise me, but that's how they're going to. Now, are they ever going to play here again? Probably not. Will they ever play Pittsburgh Market again? Probably not. So, but they might play like Birmingham, Alabama, which is so close, or Savannah, or Macon, or some other bullshit place
like that. But just by you saying probably not, that's what ticks people off, I think. You want to know, this is the last time they're playing my arena or wherever you are, and make an event out of it. You want to make it something special.
And we did
say,
that.
But now you're not sure anymore, and that's what leaves people mad, I think.
Well,
Joey,
go ahead.
Does that ruin your last, I guess, time seeing them? Let's talk Michael Jordan, right? He was going to say he's retiring. He retires from the Bulls. There was 40,000 at the last game. He comes back with the Wizards. Are all those people robbed of that memory? I don't think so.
I disagree, because if me as a you know, I want to go see the last show at Madison Square Garden Kiss has ever played. So if I go see them in June of 2019 and they're advertising it as the last time we're playing the Madison Square Garden, and then 2 years later they're at Madison Square Garden again, now I no longer went to the last Madison Square Garden show, right? They're going to make me buy a ticket again. I understand I don't have to buy the ticket, but I only bought that first ticket because it was the last show at the Garden. Yeah. I would have waited. It's just easy false advertising. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't mind that they continue the tour forever if they want. but don't tell me this is the last time you're going to be in my arena or my market and then come back.
Well, we thought this was back even when the farewell tour was announced, right? And here we are, how many years later?
22 years
22.
Later.
Exactly. Oh,
I hear about it every time they come.
And also, reminded every single time. I thought it was farewell. I thought it was farewell.
And the, tour was supposed to end last year in New York on the 21st of July, whenever it was, or whatever the hell day it was, or whatever. But now they got to push it all out again and pick up all these other tours that they couldn't get on because of everything was canceled. So they're like so behind at this point. And as you said, Joe, moving into that 50th anniversary, they could add a couple more in there to segue into that.
You know? So they've already said they're adding 100 shows.
But they never said where yet, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Or how long that will last, right? How long is 100 shows? It could be.
They got to get to 50 years. That's what they got to do.
Yeah. They're going to, and they
now
will.
Now that they got to this point, because again, if they were supposed to be done whenever, now it's like, well, we got to make up all these other dates. So what the hell? Let's extend it a little bit more. You know?
When do they call it the 50th anniversary? Meaning, are they going to do 73 or are they going to do 74?
2023 is my guess.
I think I do too. Even though that, to me, that's cheating.
Because
you're calling a lot of cheaters today.
A lot of cheating tonight.
Well, that was last week, Sonny, remember?
Hey, listen, and for me, okay, so this is here's what upsets me. I'm in the same boat, okay? When they played Madison Square Garden, I was at work. I called my girlfriend. She said, hey, do you want to go on the Kiss Cruise this year? I said, no, I want to do something I've never done. I'd like to go to New York and see Kiss in Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. I flew up there. I actually got to hang out with Joey. It was really cool. That was the first time we ever really met. We walked through New York City together. We talked. We went to a bar. We hung out. We had a party. My friends came with me. We all flew up there together. We saw
them. What year?
So this was 2019. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's the last time in Madison Square Garden. It still may be because I don't think that they're playing there. It's nothing on the list as of now. But now they're adding 100 shows. If they go back there and play again, this is disappointing. The whole reason why I was going to skip. Notice I said was going to skip because I still went on the cruise.
You will be on this year's as well.
I'm not going on this year's cruise. If they showed back up, I'd be disappointed. I feel the same way every time I heard that Peter Criss was going to play the Cutting Room, I guess a couple months ago, you know, or something. I'm like,
that was after Creatures Fest, right?
We made a big deal about this was your last show in the States. I flew to New York. We got the tickets. We got the hotel. We went to see you at your last show. And I understand that it's been 4 or 5 years and you're going to do another one. But, man, you just screwed me out of, you know.
I get it. You know, listen, bands should have the option to change their mind, whatever they want to do, right? If a band wants to play forever, they should play forever. The problem is, you know, a band like Kiss uses those words as a marketing tool. They use it as where you're never going to see us again on the road. You better get your tickets now. Same thing with the farewell tour. If they didn't mean it, I get it. You want to keep continuing. You want to make money. You're enjoying yourself, whatever the reason is. But you know Kiss uses it just to sell tickets. That's what bothers people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Lisa.
No, I flew to Pittsburgh for that last show because that meant a lot to me because that's the first place I saw him, and I flew up there for the last plate because I thought that was it. You know, goodbye Pittsburgh here, you know, and then they go play, you know, Starlake Amphitheater. But, you know, it's the same thing. Like I had all this sentimental value about going back. It wasn't even the place that they first played is a parking lot. They tore the damn place down, you know, so, but, you know, it lost like its sentimental value. Atlanta, I don't give two shits about, but it lost. Sorry, I'm no fun, but I don't really. I mean, I wasn't born and raised here. I really don't care.
Thanks.
So, yeah, sorry about that. You're not born and raised here either. So
no, I wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Me neither.
I was kind of disappointed when I went and, you know, to see that last show in the city, and it was like, oh wait, they're playing again in Pittsburgh again. I'm like, I'm not going back out for that.
Yeah. Joe, the only way this ends And I know you hate it when I say this out loud.
Oh, God.
I know where you're going. And you're right, Sonny.
It's
going
to be some health thing. That's the only way this ends.
And it doesn't
otherwise
sound like
it's not gonna
end in a good way. In a good way, you know.
Right.
Joe, besides anyone feeling gypped, whether they're coming around again and all that, we didn't really speak about the music too. Like I recently, you know, you slowly to me almost get numb to what's happening after a while, as far as performance, as far as how good they are anymore. And you know, in my brain, I'm always saying to myself, and I, probably because they tell me all the time that they're better than ever, right? They're great. They're firing all cylinders. And in my brain, yeah, with Eric and Tommy, yeah, they are great. They're always better, you know, as a group and super tight. And since they became a foursome, but you know, looking back, you know, with some of these Loomis videos and just being able to go back and listen to the last soundboard stuff, they were on fire during the reunion. I forgot how good they really were.
Insane.
During the original reunion. Energy, just that classic sound, how they really were working well together again. And then when I fast forward and listen to End of the Road stuff, I got to tell you, it does not measure up to that reunion at all.
Because nobody was in it. I mean, at that point when they did that, the reunion tour, I mean, like you said, they were 100% in. Yeah. And then all the drama started. And anytime you put drama in anything, relationships, work, whatever, the performance, everything kind of goes south from there. You know, I mean, right. Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, even now, like the reunion, if you put on a reunion show and then you put on an end of the road tour show, a recent show this year, it's night and day. Just energy.
You don't even have to go that far. You can go reunion to Psycho and it's night and day.
Yeah, but that's not what. But that's more of what Lisa's saying. Lisa's saying they started internally fighting and all this stuff. I'm trying to say Kiss is saying they're at the top of the game with Tommy and Eric. And when I did the tour with Tommy and Eric, they were on fire as well. And I know age is a difference, and they're in their 70s now. But everything is very dull and slow right now. Everything is there's not a lot of life left.
They've hit complacency. Now they've hit complacency.
I feel like they're just going through the motions.
Complacency.
Yeah, it's like add a new song, will you?
Yeah. Tony, so you're seeing them in 2 months.
Yeah.
So where are you seeing them again? In California?
Here in Sacramento. They're playing at the Aftershock Festival. So I don't know what that looks like. Yeah, because it's a 4-day festival. So they're headlining, I think it's a Friday, something like that. So
Sonny, could you pull up the Australian set list? So we all know that they added Shandy to the set
they
list.
They had to.
Yeah. It's like, but you know, my
that's
thing
like
is,
an Australian staple.
Right. I mean, yeah,
but my thing is you come back to the States. First thing you got to do is you got to bring those big, huge statue looking things that they have. Right. You've seen those, right? That they added to the stage.
The blow-ups.
Yeah, those look really cool. And leave Shandy in there. Take out Say Yeah. Leave Shandy in there. I don't have a problem with that. At least then I'll go, oh, my God, I saw something different. Sonny, you got it?
Yeah, but it doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does. All right. So the set list for Melbourne on the 21st, which I guess technically in Australia was yesterday. Detroit Rock City, Shout It Out Loud, Deuce, War Machine, Heaven's on Fire, I Love It Loud, Say Yeah, Cold Gin, then you got Tommy's solo, Lick It Up with Stupid, Won't Get Fooled Again, Doctor Calling Dr. Love with an extended jam, Do You Love Me, Psycho Circus, you get the drum solo, got the last verse of 100,000 Years, you get the bass solo, then you got God of Thunder, Love Gun, I Was Made for Loving You, Black Diamond, and then the encore was Beth, Shandy and Rock and Roll Night.
Hmm. So Shandy's basically the only.
Yeah, everything else right in order. And, you know, now here's the thing. I understand where Kiss is coming from. People keep coming out to the shows. We might as well keep going. But the truth is, with the band as legendary as that could last forever. I don't understand why they don't. I mean, obviously, they're because of COVID. If COVID wouldn't happen, they're done already. Everybody agree with that?
No. You are in denial.
I agree.
No way.
You don't think two years? You don't think that, because by then it would be 3 years.
The only reason they even said they're adding 100 shows, what happens? Promoters come up to them, or they call Doc, they call management, and they say, hey, we got an offer for this, for that, for this, for that. And they're like, yep, we'll take it. That's what happens. Tours get extended because promoters come in with bigger offers and more offers. They're not going to leave money on the table, even though they set that fictitious date of last year. No chance they would have stopped. They're going to use COVID to say, no, you know, that it all got thrown out the window because of COVID. We're going to keep going. And don't get me wrong, I love it. Keep going. It's okay. Just don't keep changing the story. Just come out and say, fuck it. You know what? We're having the time of our lives. We're going to keep adding shows until we don't want to do this anymore. But this is the end of the road tour. We're not going to stop and then do another tour in 3 years. We're going to go for as long as the hell we want.
And the 100 shows is a minimum, $25 million. Minimum.
Yeah, I am very curious to find out where these 100 shows are.
I'm very curious. You know, because I don't know that they, I mean, look, here's the thing. I believe they come back to Atlanta, they still sell 10, 15,000 seats because of the fact that people want to go and see the band. It's, you know, last year when they did it, you go, well, we're all getting out of the house all of a sudden again. I understood why 18,000 people were there, right? This time around, how many people go? 10, 12,000? And they go, well, look at that. We had 12,000 seats sold. And, you know, everybody that went, oh, I missed it last time, we're going to go this time. And everybody that's like me is stupid goes, oh, I want to go just in case they're going to add Shandy.
Yeah, but almost, that almost doesn't matter, Joe. The attendance, again, doesn't matter. That matters for the next leg. The only reason they're adding shows is because the attendance was good last time. If the attendance is bad this time, it doesn't affect their bottom line. It might affect their merch bottom line.
If that promoter is going to brings them on for another show and they don't sell the tickets, that's not going to help the promoter at all.
Well, it won't. It just won't get them the next run of shows. Kiss is going to get their guarantee no matter what happens, right? So if they say these are the last final shows, even if the shows half sell, it's not going to affect their bottom line. It'll affect only if they want to add another leg. Because then promoters will say, oh, they'll look back 6 months and say, that leg didn't sell. We can't book you in those markets anymore.
Yeah, but I don't even think they sold well when they played at Lakewood in Atlanta in October. I don't think that attendance was as robust as it was at Phillips Arena. That's what I think. I mean, you could look out in the crowd and see that half the lawn seats weren't even filled.
Right. It wasn't.
No.
And yeah, I mean, but I doubt
not half the capacity, but close to it, you know, Phillips versus thing.
I doubt they're doing I can't imagine that the promoters are doing the math at like 85% fill. They got to be doing the math at 65% fill. And at 65%, they make money and it's good enough.
Right. Or, you know, we don't know where these, like you said, Lisa, we don't know where these shows are going to be. I bet you they're still drawing well overseas, Japan, Australia, Europe. So, you know, they could add 50 of those 100 dates could be overseas.
Do you think they would take the makeup off? And do remember they did for the John Varvatos thing where they just had the suits on and the not all the body.
Did they
armor
do South America this run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did?
Yep. They were in Brazil.
I think Kiss knows they have an expiration date because they're not like other bands. You know, you can't be 80 years old putting those boots on, the makeup, the wigs, whatever. They're not like the Rolling Stones who can just, you know, never say farewell. They know it's coming, but maybe they don't know when. So they just keep going. I don't know. But they're so different from other bands, you know.
I have a question about that. We could put a man on the moon, but we can't take 20 pounds out of Gene's suit.
Maybe Gene needs to lose 20 pounds.
I'm just saying. I don't understand. I don't understand.
No, you can make that out of lighter stuff, right?
You're going to have those huge platforms no matter what. You're going to, you know, in the makeup.
You can't make them out of foam. You can't, I mean, there's making lighter shoes all the time.
You can't make the shoes out of foam. They'll fall.
they'll fall apart.
It's 2022. Why are we still on like 1972 technology with kiss costumes?
Because it was cool then.
Listen, Lee knows more than anyone that no matter you can make that stuff out of it's the lightest tough. Plastic, it's still going to be heavy.
Tough being Kiss, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, I was in a tribute band for 5 years, and it's draining. I mean, it's a blast, but it's a lot of work to be Kiss.
All right, let's go on to a new topic. All right, so all of us here on the screen while you guys are watching, we all were in Nashville for Creatures Fest. You know what Sonny and Joey and I thought about it. Lee, have you come on? Were you on the show to talk about Creatures Fest with us, or did you come on after that?
I think I came on after.
Okay, so let's start with Tony. Tony, what was your high point for the Creatures Fest?
That's a good question.
What?
You know, I guess when Peter came out for during Ace's set, that was a good moment for sure.
That was your high point?
That's one of them.
What about the low?
I think we all know
the obvious double V situation, that debacle there. That's just ridiculous.
That was your low point.
Billy,
Jesus Christ.
Just noodling actually, like you know a what? Teenager.
One of my high points, actually, I just realized, was never taking the middle elevator.
We know those what that's
know,
all about.
Who know?
Those other yes, assholes dude. On that other show, shout it out loud, Kiss, farting up the that's elevator. Right.
And I can tell you, that is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. Oh my God. Ever.
And don't take hand sanitizer from anybody's pocket.
No.
Lisa's face as she's.
That's so gross. That's all you're wondering. Is it really hand sanitizer?
Oh, man.
We got in the elevator. We were like this. What the hell is on our hands?
It was so like, bad. What did you think was going to happen? He pulled it out of his ass. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Sonny, it was hot. Like it was something like it was just out of the microwave. It was hot. It wasn't even like hot. Like 98 degrees warm, like body temperature. It was hot and disgusting.
Wow.
Lisa, what was your high point for the for Creatures Fest?
I would say the high point, honestly, is seeing so many people that I haven't seen in a while and meeting new people. I mean, I enjoyed all the music and the shows, but it's all that social that I like as well. But I did watch, again, one of my favorite bands was Pretty Boy Floyd, so I enjoyed seeing Pretty Boy Floyd. But I thought everything was great. I know. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Pretty good.
What was your low point that you can talk about on the show?
You got a little tickle in your throat, Joey. Is that a little tickle?
Yes.
I would say the lowest point was Vinnie Vincent. However, I already knew that was going to be a shit show, so I was prepared. I was already prepared.
It wasn't
like, oh God, Vinny's going to turn out and just be so amazing. It was like, ah, oh, here we go. Here we go. It was a shit show.
Sonny, the impression again, please.
Billy. I will say it again. I thought Vinny was epic. God, we're still talking about it. We're not talking about how great Bruce's set was or how great Ace's band is. We're talking about how much of a maniac Vinny is.
No, it's true. Lee, your high point.
Oh, it was definitely when Peter came out with Ace. I mean, no doubt. It was great. And, of course, rooming with Lisa. That was a very high point.
See, that's what I meant. Seeing
we had
people
fun.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, and hanging out with everybody. That was a lot of fun. And my low point was Vinny. I mean, I just couldn't. His playing was so bad, and they made us wait out there and then let us in. And I heard him. I'm like, what is that? That's awful.
Come on, that's you know great. I mean?
Come on. But I did love when they all came out and played with him. But then I was like, why is Vinny way up above them? This is ridiculous. But anyway.
Yeah.
When they try to get the holy shit chant going and nobody does anything.
Nobody does.
It was so good.
Wait, didn't you tell the story about Ace going to Bruce? Good luck. I peed myself.
We usually have a drummer.
It was we were sitting back along, like right behind the stage, and Ace is sitting there. I'll never forget it. That's a high point. He had his like leg crossed, and Bruce looks over and he's like, "Guys, his guitar ready to go?" And Ace looks at him and goes, "Good luck."
Good luck, brother. Like, holy shit, where the hell are we?
And Bruce is like,
Yeah, and Ace's line where, you know, everything was falling apart, and he's like, I can play anything. I just need a drummer.
A drummer.
Well, you know, he was told there was going to be a drummer.
Right.
We were all told there was going to be a drummer.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that was going to be a shit show.
I don't like drummers at all.
I was shocked he had the makeup on.
Oh, I've seen him
I just didn't think he'd do it at this.
Yeah,
it was weird and awkward. Everything about it was just so weird.
It was epic,
but epic at the same time. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yep.
The tension on that stage when they were trying to get the crowd to chant, and then the tracks weren't working. God, it was you'll never see that again. It was great.
I was glad to be there for sure. Yeah,
you can definitely say. I just remember yelling to when they came out to talk to Ace during that whole thing. I was yelling, "Get your boy off the stage! Get him off the stage!" I was just like, "All right." So we already know what Tony's doing. If Kiss, all right, so he would obviously go see Kiss if they were close enough. Lisa, Kiss plays Atlanta again. Are you going?
Of course,
Lee.
Of course, absolutely.
Yes, I hate myself.
Sonny, are you going to see them anytime soon?
No. The only two shots I got right now is Vegas residency, and that would just be because I'd be in Vegas anyway, so I might as well just put the two together, and possibly the last show if I get the opportunity. Besides that, I don't have a reason to go see Kiss again.
Did they make dates for the residency yet?
No, or is that we're just hoping. Still
okay.
Well, they said on the cruise that it was supposed to be sometime in September, right?
Hmm. Oh, that could be part of the 100 shows. You could drop 20 shows in Vegas.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They're not being specific, but they say
and then they have Gene's new thing all set up in Vegas. It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a
you could do 20 to 30 shows in Vegas. In a drop of a hat. Right. If you did 20 in spring and 20 in fall, bam, you dropped a mic on 40% of the shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Joey, would you go see Kiss again if they were played in New York or New Jersey?
I wouldn't go to any just regular shows again. If it was the last show or if they announced Peter and Ace was going to be there or something else special was going to happen, I would go one more time. Otherwise, I'm not going again. I literally, at that Madison Square Garden show, Joe, that we were at, I left during the encores. I was walking out like, how could I be leaving right now? And I was like, nope, I was actually bored. I hated it.
For me, I was just so happy to be at Madison Square Garden seeing Kiss that, you know, I would have stayed if they had played, you know, anything for my baby. And I hate that song. this is my first time in Madison Square Garden, you know, to see something like that. Raise your hand if you're going to do your best to go to the final show. Joey?
No, I don't mind my best, but I'm going to try to get there.
Try to go.
It'll be in New York. I mean, it's not like you have to go too far.
Good point.
Right.
And it'll be after 11:30 a.m., so you'll be up.
Well, then I'll be up. As long as it's late afternoon, I'm good.
Absolutely. So do you think, let's start with Tony on this one. Tony, if Kiss is going to add 100 shows, and let's say some of them are in Vegas, do you think that they have to change something in order to get us, the kinds of people that would go out two times or three times to see them, to go, all right, I'll go again. The stage is different or the show is different in some way. You know, they did add those big blow-ups, and that's a little different. And the stage overseas is a little different just because you can't, I guess, ship that whole thing over there like that. I think they got to have something there. Would you say that they would have to change something? You're obviously going in October, but next year. So next year there's another show. you see video of the show, you see nothing different, you don't go, or do you go?
No, I don't want to go. I'm only going because it was a festival and there's other bands I wanted to see. But half of them canceled. So now I'm stuck going to see Kiss.
Really?
As far as the Judas Priest, Bullet for My Valentine, all kinds of bands. Oh, all kinds of bands. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why have they canceled?
So it kind of sucks, but no idea. But I guess they're touring on the other end of the country. But as far as Kiss changing their set for a residency, no, because the reason they're giving us for the set that they're playing now is because they're really playing it for all the, you know, the fair weather type fans, right? That's exactly what a residency in Vegas is all about. It's for folks who aren't diehard fans, but you're there, like Sonny's saying, oh, I'm in Vegas. Oh, wow, Kiss is playing up the street. Let's go see them. I've never seen them. You know, and folks will have the time of their lives never seeing that before. So there's no reason to change the set.
I think that we all feel that the same way. You know, it's disappointing to go in and see the same thing. It, once you're there, it's fun because it's Kiss and they're fun. But, you know, it's one of those things where you go, oh, my God, I've seen 6 or 7 shows on this tour. It's like, to see anything different, you have to go on the cruise. That's the only way you see anything different. All right, so.
But it's an easy fix. They don't even need to change the set list. If they want to do what they want to do, go ahead and do it. Take Bruce's band and Ace's band on the road and have them open for Kiss. Amen. We'll all be back out there to see it because it'll be a full night of Kiss-tory. And the chances of Bruce jumping on stage at the end, Ace jumping on stage at the end, anything can happen. That's the element of surprise we want to see.
Yeah.
They're not listening, though. Okay. Oh, I know. So here's the last question for the night. Let's say we go to the show, the final show, we're there. We're at the new Met Stadium. The stage is in the outfield. It's packed. We're all excited to be there. And they play the same fucking show we've been listening to. It's like, is there a riot?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
How disappointed are you from 0 to 100%, Lee?
Well, if you talk about the last show.
Last show.
It depends. Now, is Peter and Ace coming out?
They don't come out.
I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed.
Because I'm really hoping for that for the last show to bring Bruce and everyone. Like, I'm really hoping for that.
So, not even like if they walked out and played like songs off The Elder and songs off Unmasked.
Oh, well, then, yes, I'd love it.
Even without Peter and Ace there.
I would love that. Yes.
So, that would make up for that.
Yep.
They're watching, you know. So this is where they're writing notes. No Peter, no Ace, just Unmasked shit. No problem. This is easy.
Better Elder, watch that statement, Joe. Album. Lisa gets in trouble for talking like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. You would final show. You have to hear things that you love for the last time.
I wouldn't be disappointed. I don't care. To me, it's the last show. I just want to be there celebrating. I don't have to be nitpicky. If I really wanted to hear those songs, I'd go on the cruise. Because, you know, to Sonny's point that if you want to hear, or maybe it was Tony that said it, if you want to hear those deep cuts, you have to go on the cruise. Because you're going to have when you have these kind of shows, you have to satisfy the masses and people that are fair weather fans who only know Rock and Roll All Night. So you're never going to hear deep cuts on regular tours. If you want to hear deep cuts, you got to go on the cruise. So yeah, for the last show, I don't care. I'm just happy to be there celebrating the last show.
Well, Tony, what do you think?
Well, I think as a Kiss fan, you got to, manage your expectations, right? And I think we've all kind of gotten to the point where we know what we're going to get. And I really don't think anything's going to be different at the last show. Nothing at all. You're going to get the same exact show. I've only gone to one end of the road show, and that's pretty much all I plan to go to. It just happens that they're playing at this, festival that I'm going to. So I'll see it, but maybe it'll be a little different because it's shorter, but I really don't think they're going to change the set at all.
Sunny
is what it is, though, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Okay, this isn't going to come out right, but I'm going to just say it.
Never does.
Heard that never does.
Uh-oh.
The Kiss Army is in goddamn 25-year denial. Cut the shit out. Just lower your expectations. Like, every time you hear a Kiss fan go, oh, they might do this, might do that, it's like, do you even know the band that you follow? Here's my thought to you. You want deep cuts? It's called Spotify. That's deep cuts. There you go.
Kiss Cruise.
Spotify's a little cheaper.
Okay, that's true. Good point. Good point.
Lot
cheaper.
Yeah. It's going to be the same. You're nuts if you think it's going to be different. You're just in denial.
Get them, Joey.
I don't agree. Listen, I don't think they're. I agree with Sonny that they're not going to play new stuff, but I don't agree that they can't play new stuff. Deep, you know, the word deep cut, some of the stuff they play, they try to tell you that it's classic. It's not. War Machine is not a classic Kiss song that people have to hear. They just have decided it is. When on the Rock the Nation tour, when we played with them, they changed the set list every night. They did All the Way. They did She. They did Lover All I Can. They were changing stuff left and right. Nobody, all the diehard Kiss fans liked it, and then the Fairweather fans, they didn't know any better because Lover All I Can and War Machine are the same to them. They don't know either one of those.
Right.
Say Yeah, they don't know. They don't know these songs. So that whole concept of Kiss only plays the hits, it's a lie. Gene and Paul are feeding you that because these are the songs they want to play, and that's okay. But for the very last show, they got to do something special, not set list wise, appearance wise. It's got to be some kind of celebration. Yep. They just have to.
Big celebration.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a lot of negotiation stuff, but they will. So I know they will.
Manage your
expectations. Yo.
Okay.
No, I think it'll happen.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys this. This is when I found out Lisa was going to be on the show, I got a little excited, and this is why. I'm telling you right now, when Lisa says, I think they will, that means she knows they're going to do something.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Here we go.
I said, I think they will, but I don't know. Remember?
Joe, there is a rumor going around that, you know, her podcast works for Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And we get paid too. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Uh-huh. And they get paid.
A lot of money. They get paid in Gene Simmons money bag soda.
No, gold album signed to them. Here you go.
Yeah.
Because I have so many in my basement right now, I have nowhere to put them all. It's crazy.
All right. So listen, thank you guys for being here with us tonight. We really do appreciate it. Lisa, you guys could hear Lisa or see Lisa every week. Tuesday is when we release your show, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the name of that show is Three Sides of the Coin. Just what you could do is you cut a piece of paper out. So there's a square, and then you stick it on your screen just so you can see her for the whole thing, and it's great. And you're going to love that kind of a show.
Lisa, you should sell those, like, on your website, like a perfect square just yours out, and then, all bad writings on the other ones. Like, you don't want to see this guy. Don't look at him.
It could be, like, no Mike, no Mark, no Tommy.
No problem.
Like it. Yeah, I think that works really good. And it's got to be a black sheet of paper, otherwise the light still comes through.
Yeah, it can't be like a post-it, because then you can still see them through there.
That's
yeah.
too much. Uh-huh. And Tony, thank you for coming on. I'm surprised thank that you. Anybody has liked Sonny this long. And I think I could
speak for Joe. You never said he liked me 35 years. We've just true. Known each other 35 years.
Hey, just let me ask you this question. And this question is for Joey. I'm asking this question for Joey, not for him to ask. Have you ever thought about, like, killing him in his
killing sleep? Him? Well, I mean, I tried to pee in his suitcase a couple of times, I think, right? Oh.
Twice. Stage fright didn't work.
No, he stopped me. Yeah, apparently. Basically. I don't know. I stopped. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But somewhere in Vegas, I'm sure. You know,
I'm so lost by that.
Joey, how come you don't have a friend on?
Yeah, where's your friend?
We brought a friend.
Joe is, this is it. This is everybody you know.
Joey is my friend. Friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. I was thinking about having Doug on with us. But Doug is traveling with his son across the country right now. Doug bought a new car, and for you guys that don't know, Doug is my oldest friend. Doug bought a new car. He fixed up his old one, flew his son out from Oregon, and then they have driven across the country. I think that is an amazing thing,
That's what you were talking about when you said your friend drove from Atlanta to Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes way more sense now.
Yeah, it's Doug. Okay, so thank you guys again for being on with us. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so three things. One, Lisa, I was really excited when I heard that you were coming.
Joe was not, so thank you.
Yeah, right? 1987 Crazy Nights was Tony and I's first show, right? Mm-hmm. Anthrax or Stabbing Westward? I can't remember.
Anthrax.
Wow.
It was Anthrax. Yep.
Opened, and I've had more chances to kill him in his sleep than he's had to kill me in mine.
Oh, you know what?
Now that desire to kill you in your sleep. See, that's how women are. We just don't have any desire to kill each other.
We don't do that.
We don't pee in each other's suitcases and do crazy shit like that.
No, we don't.
Just saying.
We do other stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Joey!
If you've ever shared a room with that guy, you'd want to kill him. I'll tell you that.
Lots of shame.
I'm a snorer.
Oh my god! He's a chainsaw.
Get a CPAP, Joey. You have anything to add?
If you're asking me, yes, I've dreamt many a night of killing Pooney. I wake up with a big smile on my face, and then I realize, shit, he's still around.
It's 11:45. I got up early,
and then I remember Pooney's been up for 5 hours, and I start laughing again.
Lee, do you have anything to add?
Oh man, this was fun. I don't know why Joe and Joey didn't have a friend, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's all a lot.
I don't think. I kind of knew we were supposed to invite someone, but I kind of asked Joe like half an hour ago, and I was like, "Are we supposed to?" Because the text thread goes by so fast that we're on.
I know.
And
I miss
half of the information. So.
Same. I know it.
That's always how it works. Lee, do you have anything? Did I ask you already? No?
You did, but
okay.
I had a great time. Thank you. Thanks, Lisa, for coming.
Yes, thank you guys very much for coming.
Thank you for the invite. You guys are so much fun. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I wish I could say that about your show. Listen. I'm just kidding. Let me tell you something. I was watching the guys have been putting their show back out early in the morning live, and I've been watching it that way, and you weren't on the other day, and I still stuck it out to hear them talking. I'm just busting balls. You know, that's what I'm doing. I love those guys. Lisa, right after Creatures Fest, you said some very nice things about us, and we do appreciate it.
I don't think she said anything nice about me.
She did.
Well, I appreciate that too.
Yes.
I had a blast with you guys, and I meant that seriously. I meant that 100% seriously.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks like, ooh, podcast wars, and we hate each other and all this other bullshit. It's like
so ridiculous.
It's so stupid. It's like, I had the absolute best time with them. Like, oh my God. Like, if that's how petty we're going to be, it's so stupid.
Yeah. That was the thing. I just remember the first night I walked up to you in the bar with Joey, and you said, let's do a picture where I'm choking the both of you. And I was like, oh God, you guys are all silly. All right. So listen, I want everybody that's watching and listening or watching, especially, I want you to keep this in mind. If you today were on Facebook and you saw pictures of me fishing in Hilton Head, pay no attention to those pictures. This show is 100% live and we're doing great. I am not in Hilton Head fishing right now with my friends. I'm sitting here in my Kiss Lair and having a great time with these friends. And we'll see you guys next week. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. Most of them anyway. And you're going to hear all the commercials for the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GrowingUpRock.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.